From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Well, we all laughed at Prince Harry when he said he couldn't show up for the Jubilee or bring his family to Europe, or specifically England, because security sucked. Well, guess what? Harry might have been onto something, because it turns out
he's on something.
No,
Santa Barbara, a hotbed of drugs.
Onto something. It turns out, Queenie, you need better security, because a man reportedly pretending to be a priest managed to sneak his way onto a British Army barrack less than 500 yards from your castle.
So exciting!
No, not so much!
What did he look like, Lisa?
Like a priest.
Look like a priest! Well, I did have that fantasy at one time.
Oh. Hey, Cabbage, don't tell them about the time I dressed up in the frock.
Whoa.
Oh, Daddy,
you
Mummy, stop
her?
You lusty, lusty too.
All right, it happened last week in Windsor Castle, and this guy ended up actually spending the night.
Now, look, with me?
No, not with you.
Oh, it was
69.
Passionate,
no.
I can tell you.
Luckily, you were not home, but you did return hours after the fake priest was removed by the cops just after he ate some breakfast.
Harry needs a priest.
Harry needs
he
security.
Come up. He needs a prayer.
So now security has been beefed up even more ahead of the Jubilee festivities. Now, this guy managed within hours to drink with officers, party with everybody in the barracks.
It sounds like fun. No one ever pays attention to me like that. I tried to go in and have fun with people, and they all just turn away. Like I'm
why.
Eeyore or something.
I wonder why.
Thanks for noticing.
This guy made himself...
It's marvelous.
He made himself right at home, claiming he knew the Queen and was given many honors. That's when, well, some people became a little suspicious. It took that.
Did he know me in a biblical sense?
According to him, he knew you really well.
You.
Let me
check with Gordon.
The ex-Met police commander.
Gordon's alive.
Yes, let me speak to you for a moment.
John O'Connor said, the timing is very serious. This should already be security on full alert.
Full alert?
Yes, because the Jubilee is just around the corner.
Oh, it is. I'm trying to gird my loins.
Cabbage, you can do it.
All right, look, it's not the first time an intruder was in Windsor. Don't you remember what happened, Queenie, last Christmas? A guy was arrested.
Santa Claus came down the chimney. Security didn't stop him.
No!
Santa Claus, is that you?
A guy was arrested.
Put your boots under my bed.
Oh! A guy was arrested carrying a crossbow onto the grounds
of tish-tosh.
Windsor. What do you mean, tish-tosh?
I've got a 45. And a 9mm Glock. I'll waste that bastard.
I guess that'll take that
Cabbage,
crossbow
shoot his,
right out.
Shoot his stones off.
Shoot his bows, okay?
Hey, Mummy, you have so many lethal weapons.
Cannons, too, you know.
Well,
I have a cane. I can stab him right in the junk.
What?
Queen Elizabeth, how dare you?
How dare you?
If we think about the Austin Powers movies, they knew how to shoot right from their boobs.
The so, Jubilees.
Yeah, so maybe you can use
I'm Jubilees. Surrounded by fembots. Oh, do behave. Oh, you're in for a little bit of spank bottom, I can tell you that.
Oh, God.
And I don't care who knows.
Oh, God. Queenie, you've got to calm down. Keep calm and carry
on. I'm a one-woman army.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not Rambo. I'm Granbo.
Rambo.
Granny Rambo.
Speaking of Rambo, Queenie, stay tuned in an hour. I'm going to tell you what Sylvester Stallone is up to. It's pretty darn good.
Oh, he's hot. Love to have him in the royal bedchamber.
Okay. That's it. 609.
Work out on the light bag, will you please? While I watch, get sweaty.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.